Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. It is a blessing to know without one shadow of a doubt that the Lord has allowed us to see another day. It's a blessing. Let me say it again. It is a blessing to be able to come and to rise this morning just to give God another praise and thank you for all that he have done for us. You know, being grateful means a whole lot. Sometimes people are not grateful. They say they're grateful. In the scripture, the Bible had where it was 10 lepers, but the Bible says only one came back to give him thanks. He asked him, what happened, you know, to the others? Because it was only a few that came back and said thank you. One thing I've learned about people, when you give somebody something over and over again and they don't seem like they're grateful, most people don't want to give them nothing anymore. Let alone God blesses us every day. You know, sometimes you take things for granted. You take your hands for granted where others can't even move their hands. We take our feet for granted, and those, there are many that can't walk and wish that they could walk again. And many people take advantage over the little things, just the small things people take advantage of. During the coronavirus, before the coronavirus started, you know, people took advantage of their freedom to be able to go there and here, other places. When they had to shut down, they had to almost make people stay in the house. You got others that gets upset because somebody say you got to wear a mask, which I haven't understand that yet, because one thing I feel that if somebody's saying that it's going to protect yourself, then why get upset about it? I think the problem is when somebody gets sick and start dying of that specific thing that they told them not to, then they have somewhat a memory in their mind that maybe they took something for granted. Sometimes people don't realize what they took for granted until it's too late. There are some people that don't take anything. We take a whole lot of things for granted. But when it's too late, then we go back in our minds and we say, boy, I wish I could turn back the clock. How many times you said, I wish I can go back and do this thing over again the right way? Well, just make sure that when you do it the first time, you do it the right way. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. I'd like to welcome you to our show, and I pray that what we say today would be a blessing to you. And I will come back and give a few announcements a little later on.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed me because I was made for so much more. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love. When there's so much more still worth fighting for, now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path, closing every door. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen,
Yes, worth fighting for. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard all the things God have in store for you. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you peace and a future. You know, you're not find out that sometimes as people, we don't know our purpose in life. And when you don't know your purpose in life, you should want to know or find out what is your God-given purpose. The thing that God has given you the passion for. They often say the person without a purpose is like a ship without a rudder. What does that mean? Let me just say it again. The person without a purpose is like a ship without a rudder. A rudder is something that trolls the surface. It's used to steer the ship. But when you don't have no purpose in life, you become a person to have no direction in life at all. Nothing that can control your life. I believe that each of us have a mission in life, and that one cannot truly be living their life fully until they recognize the mission and the dedication of their life to pursue it. You know, I believe that. I believe that, you know, you got to find your God-given mission in life. And some people don't have no sense of purpose in life. You need to find your purpose. Find your mission in life. And when you find that mission, and that purpose in life, recognize it. Recognize that mission. Sometimes the mission and the purpose of your life is right in front of you, but you can't see it. You can't pursue something that you can't see. A purpose is the reason for which someone is doing something, or has been created, or which something has an existence of. What is your God-given purpose? What was you put down here for? Your life purpose consists of the center of your emotions, the aim of your life. What is your purpose? Now, I'm just putting this out here. I'm just talking now. I'm not, you know, if you wonder what I'm doing, I'm just, you know, getting you thinking. What is your purpose? Well, I believe this. You get to be, if you know your purpose, you get to have determination. You get to remember that failure will never take over you, or failure will never overtake you if your determination to succeed is greater enough. Let me say it again. You get to be determined. If you got a purpose, if you know your purpose, don't let failure overtake you. If your determination to succeed is greater than what you're trying to do. In other words, don't let nothing stop you. It's easy to allow distractions to come. If you wind up failing, it's because you allowed the failure to overtake you. You wasn't determined enough to succeed. You got to have determination. You know, I like that scripture in the Bible where the Bible says, Abraham, who against hope, he believed in hope that he may become the father of many nations. You know, he was promised something. And it was a hopeless situation. But he ain't let no failure overtake him. His determination was more greater than him failing. He had a determination to succeed in life that was strong enough that would keep him from not even deciding that, you know what, I ain't going to let failure overtake me. If I fall, I'm going to get right back up and I'm going to keep on going. What does it take to be a champion? It takes a desire, dedication, and determination. And the will to win. You got to want to win. Can't be a person that's willing just to give up just because it seemed like things are not going the way you want it to go, or you'll get setbacks. No. Don't let failure overtake you. Be determined to succeed. Abraham, who against hope believed in hope that he may become the father of many nations. Then I like this part of that scripture. But he was fully persuaded that what God promised him, he was able to perform it. See, I believe in having confidence. I don't know what you feel, but I believe in having confidence in God. Enough confidence to believe that it is God's will for me to succeed in life, to accomplish something. You know, it says in the scripture in 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I pray that all go well with you. See, God wants things to go well with you. Yeah, yes, he does. He wants all things to go well, spiritually, physically, and financially. But you get to have a desire and a dedication and a determination and the will to want to win, not to fail. No. We're not going to let failure overtake us. This is just something I'm talking about, you know. I'm just having conversation as though you was right here with me, you know. And if you want to comment on what I say, then you can call me right now, 516-666-9901. We can have a little conversation, not a long conversation because this is a live show, but you can put your input in if you want. Call me right here at the station, 516-666-9901, right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. I love to hear somebody's comment. Let me go on. No matter how long the wait, God's timing is always the best timing, meaning that sometimes your timing ain't God's timing. You know, things might not be going the way you wanted to go, but let me go back over again because I said about four times, I say it for the fifth time. You can't allow failure to overtake you. Only way you can allow failure to overtake you if you are determined to succeed. But you remember this, no matter how long it takes, you got to learn how to wait on God because God's timing is not always how you feel that, well, you know, I want to understand, you know, I've been waiting and waiting, nothing don't happen. No matter how long the wait, God's timing is always the best. Wait on God. Wait for what is coming. And experience the joy and delight of the unexpected. Oh, yeah. Sometimes you get to wait Things ain't happen the way you want it to. Wait. Be determined. Champions was made by people who had a desire and a dedication and a determination and the will to win. I'll be right back.
Broken in two pieces, maybe more. Hey. And tonight I made my bed right on the floor. Woo! The enemy really tried to take me out. Hey. He knew which is that shot knocked me down.
Hey, come on. Come on.
But I'm still standing after all I've been through.
Yes,
I survived it all and it's because of you.
I made it,
yeah.
I made it. Tell you tonight
that Jesus.
The song says, won't you let Jesus heal you? For you will never be the same again. Well, one thing I've learned is sometimes we try to get people to try to help us during our problems and our situations. Sometimes we try to do things ourselves to help us come out of what we're going through. Somebody say, well, I deal with it all by myself. I deal with it the best way I know how. And sometimes the best way you know how keeps you in what you've been going through, and you've been going through over and over and over again. Sometimes people shut people out. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to be bothered. I'll just have to deal with it. I don't need no help. So you try to deal with it all by yourself. Some say, won't you let Jesus? But I believe, and I ain't ashamed to say it, I believe that the only one that can really fix your problem and that is qualified to fix it is God and God alone. And I don't just say it because I'm just trying to give you a good word. I know that he can do it. When something happens over and over and over and over again, you already know that it's not something that just happened one time. I'm talking about over and over again. You know that it works. Anything that you have done over and over again and you getting results, you better keep doing it. If you're doing something and ain't no results, you better get rid of it. I often say, if you want something you never had, you got to do something you never done. You got to do something you never done before. If you keep doing the same stuff over again and it ain't working, you better get rid of it. Well, I know that it works, because it have happened over and over and over again. I have gotten good results out of knowing that God is the only one that can fix the problem. When all else fails, look to Jesus. You know, some people shame. I ain't ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. I am not ashamed of what I'm saying. I'll tell anybody. I believe that the only one that can fix your problem and fix it well is God himself. When all else fails, look to Jesus. Jesus said in John chapter 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you want a way, I'm trying to give you the way. There's a lot of ways, but a lot of time the ways don't have no good results. Ways in which you've been trying to do, you know, you can do it your way, like Burger King, have it your way. And most of the times when you have it your way, it don't work. Sometimes you do things that work. But I guarantee you, if you go God's way, it'll work all the time. God's way always work. That's just your opinion. No, it ain't my opinion. I know, because it didn't happen to me. The good news is, no matter the source of your heartbreak, God can repair your wounds. It doesn't matter. Whatever the source, whatever the thing that is affecting your heartbreak, it don't have to be a relationship. Heartbreak can be a death of someone. But the good news is, no matter the source of that heartbreak, financial problem, pain and suffering, And sometimes people hear people talking about pain and suffering. Say, if you ain't never been through pain and suffering, I guarantee you ain't no need in trying to think. You say, I know, because you don't. If you ever been, I ain't talking about just because you had a leg ache and the back ache and all that. I'm talking about suffering really with pain, suffering every single day until you get to the point where you're just saying, you know what, I'm tired of going through this suffering. Well, it doesn't matter the source of that heartbreak. God can repair your wounds. In St. John chapter 14, verse 27, the Bible says to us, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Now, I like that song that Kurt Franklin got, Give Me That. That's what it's called, Give Me That. And they said, give me that joy I can't explain, the extra peace that eased the pain. I like that part, the extra, that peace that eased the pain. See, that peace don't come through nothing else other than God himself. You can't get that peace nowhere. I mean, I've known people that was millionaires. Even the money didn't give them peace. You can have millions of dollars and still be miserable. You can be a millionaire and sick and dying, and your money can buy the best doctors, but can't buy you good health. Because even the doctors don't have all the answers. Even the best doctors don't have all the answers. But I know one that does. Hey, glory. If you get a problem, God has the answer to heal your deepest hurt. Is there anybody listening to me on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show? I don't care what the problem, the situation is. God has the answer, and he always has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. God can repair the wounds. As I think about the good news is that no matter the source of your heartbreak, God can repair your wounds. It reminds me of the Bible verse in Mark chapter 5, verse 25. This woman, the Bible explains, now he never gave her name, but this woman, she suffered for 12 long years. Let me say that one more time. She suffered for 12 long years, meaning those years was 12 long years, but every day seemed longer. She suffered for 12 long years. She had suffered many things of many physicians. She went to all kinds of doctors trying to find some source that was causing her heart to be broken. She needed God to repair the wounds that was in her physically. She spent, the Bible says, she went to many physicians and have suffered many things from many physicians. Instead of her getting better, she got worse. She went all around to these doctors, and I'm pretty sure she tried to find the best doctors that could help her. And they couldn't help her, not one bit. Of course, according to what I read there, they said instead of her got better, she grown worse. The situation got even worse. Got more worse than what it was. Now, who want to hear that after you done suffered for 12 long years? Who want to hear that you get to suffer even more at the hands of many physicians? Instead of her growing better, she's grown worse. No hope. No peace. Things have got bad to worse. The hardship and the personal problems, the situation and the pain, trying to find some strength and can't find it. That sounds like people, many people got a lot of money. Oh, if I just had more money, I'll be happy. Ask the man that committed suicide that had millions of dollars. They didn't know he was facing problems and situations. And you would think because he had a lot of mansions and a lot of cars and a lot of things that he would have been happy. But money don't buy happiness. Happiness is only found in the Lord Jesus Christ. The hardship of this millionaire, the personal problems, the situations of the pain that he was bearing, that nobody knew what he was going through, just like that banker. They said the banker owned a whole lot of banks. This banker was such a nice person that every time people would come in, he knew that a lot of people couldn't afford a loan. He knew their credit wasn't all that good. But he would let them and lend them the money. Little kids would come in, he would give them lollipops and greet the people as they come in. I'm talking about the man that owned the bank. I ain't talking about the manager. He didn't sit behind the desk. He cared about his customers. He was a multi-million dollar man. But it was something that this man that owned banks did not have. When he would go home, he had no peace. He hardly slept at night, according to the story. He had a whole lot of hardships, personal problems, and pain inside of him that would cause him to be depressed. One day he came back from the bank, and guess what happened? The banker killed himself. This man that was known in the community as being a good man, this man that was known in the community as being the person of helping people, he had something missing in his life. He had a whole lot of heartbreaks and wounds that he needed somebody to repair them, but he couldn't find nobody that he talked to that could help him. Oh yeah, he went to the psychiatrist, but even the psychiatrist did the job, but they couldn't help him. It comes to a point in one's life, they have to remember that man has nothing in himself unless it comes from God. Can I get an amen, somebody? Right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show. I get excited sometimes when I talk. This man didn't have the joy, extra joy, to go through his life. Now, he was one thing at his job, but another thing when he would go home at night. Nobody knew. When they found out that he killed his own self, they didn't realize that maybe I could have said something to help this nice man. Maybe I could have sent some flowers took him out and talked to him. And many was feeling down because they felt like, man, I wish I could have did something. But sometimes it comes to the place where even you can't do anything. It only gonna take God to bring some people out. That's why I've learned that when people tell me, I understand what you're going through, you don't understand. No, if you ain't been through it, you don't understand it. You might, want to have sympathy for what a person go through, but you don't know what he's going through. Who knew what the banker was going through? Who knew what the actor that killed himself and the actress that killed themselves was thinking? God offer a peace that can ease your pain. God offers a solution to the problem. And his solution says, I can repair your wounds. And that's a guarantee. Oh, I wouldn't say that, well, you ain't me. See, I know that God's word is life-changing, and it has a powerful effect that can change your life right now. I'm telling you, it can do it. Ain't no I think it can do it. I know it can do it. I get good news. And no matter the source of your heartbreak, he can step into your situation and bring change to the situation. The question is, can you trust him enough to believe that he can do it? Heartbreaks, personal problems, no matter the situation, no matter the pain, you can count on finding some strength in God. You can count on finding some strength. And this woman, let me go back to Mark chapter 25. This woman, Matthew 5, 25. This woman suffered many things of the many physicians. Instead of her growing better, she grown worse. But now listen to this. I just said you can count on finding strength in God. Well, she heard about Jesus. That's what the Bible says. She heard this woman that was suffering for 12 years, that went to many physicians that are getting better, she's going worse. And I forgot something. The Bible says she spent all that she had. She spent every dime trying to get better, and she got worse. Imagine spending all your money on doctors and trying to get better, and it don't work at all. Not her situation anyhow. She spent every dime she had. Now, not only is she suffering with hardship and personal problems and pain, now she got to go through a financial problem. And most people that are going through financial problem when they're sick, they can't pay their medicine. They can't get no medicine. They can't go get the meds. Matter of fact, some doctors won't even see you unless you have some kind of insurance or some money. I can't pay for it. I ain't got no money. Well, they say, I tell you what, we'll put you on a payment plan. Now you're in debt because you can't even pay that. But she find out that when she heard about Jesus, sometimes you get to hear about somebody that can fix it for you. Oh, I'm getting excited now. Somebody that can fix it for you. That's what you need. You need somebody that have a record in fixing things. When you go and get a plumber or electrician, you don't get somebody that don't know how to fix nothing. See, that's what people be doing. You know, you try to get people and things that can fix something that don't have no record in fixing nothing. But if you get the record of a plumber that knows how to fix things and fix it well. Get a referral from somebody that already had the plumber to come over and fix it. See, I got a referral list. My referral list is God can fix your problem. Somebody say, oh, I like that one. Well, receive it if you like it. Receive what I'm saying. The referral list tells me that this man has experience in fixing problems. The electrician knows what he's doing. So I want to get somebody that know what he's doing, because I don't want to pay nobody that don't know what they're doing. Well, you can always count on God to give some strength and fix the problem and fix it well. You got a problem, God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, listen to what it says. The good news, have faith that the Lord your God is always nigh, for even trials of your life and what you're going through, remember these words. All you got to do is grab hold of faith, because this is what that woman that had the issue of blood for 12 long years, suffered many things, and many physicians said her growing better, she growing worse, spent all that she had. Now, she grabs hold to some faith because she hears about somebody that is well qualified. I don't call the plumber that ain't qualified. I don't call the electrician that is not qualified, because he might mess up some things. But you get the best plumber, the best electrician, the best contractor. God, she heard that he was the best person that can heal and take away the pain. The one that can give you peace, that can ease the pain. The one that offers strength and have a referral list of fixing problems and situations. All he says, have faith in me. Now, listen to this. Bible said, when she heard about Jesus, she said something. If I may just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. I know I'll be healed. All I need to do is just touch him, and I know I'll be healed. That's a lot of faith. And when she did that, the Bible said, immediately she was healed. All the suffering, all the hardship, all the personal problems, all the pain, the one that was qualified to fix the problem, that was on the referral list, that says, if you're looking for somebody that can fix your problem, call Jesus. Psalms 91, the Bible says, if you call upon me in the day of trouble, I will hear you and answer you. His line is never busy. Everybody got a testimony. Everybody have gone through something. But if you're going through anything today, I want to encourage you. The good news is, no matter the source of your heartbreak, God can repair those wounds and those scars and that situation, that hardship, that personal problem. No matter the situation or the pain, you can count on God to give some strength and to bring you out of that problem. Trust him and believe him. In a few minutes, I'm going to come back and pray for you. Let me play this song, My Testimony. Now, if you have a prayer request, you can call me up here at 516-666-9901.
Storm and rain. thing I've learned.
Time made it
if you stay connected to the Master,
no,
He will lead you, He will guide you, direct you, He'll love on you, He'll live in you. Is there anybody that knows? Is there anybody that knows? Can I tell you one more thing? Your story may not be my story, but all of us got something that we made is true in this place. And if you would just be honest with yourself and with somebody else, you would look them in the face and say, I made it.
encourage yourself when you're going through and you don't know what to do. Encourage yourself. You know, sometimes you got to talk to yourself. Somebody said, well, you know, you shouldn't talk to yourself. Let me tell you, sometimes you got to talk to yourself. Encourage yourself. And the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. You got to tell yourself when you don't see your way out, when you don't see like things ain't going the way it should be going, just like that woman that had the issue of blood. I'm pretty sure she had to encourage herself to say, you know what? I got to find an answer to what I'm going through. And she found that answer. Jesus was the answer, problem she was looking for. He was there to bring her out of all her pain, all of her heartbreak, all of her personal problems. She knew that she can count on God giving her strength, and not just giving her strength, but bringing her out of the situation. And you hear me say this many a time on my radio shows, not only on Blob Talk Radio, but on Old School 102.9, and I'll tell you a little bit about that in a few minutes. She knew that it was nothing too hard for God to do. I want to pray for you. Father, I thank you for every person that is listening to me that may be going through some source of heartbreak. God, repair the wounds of that hardship, personal problem, the situation that causing pain. Lord, there's somebody that needs strength, somebody that is looking for an answer. Some have suffered many things, have gone to many positions themselves. Instead of things have gone better, have grown worse. Somebody's relationship have gone from bad to worse. Father, I pray that you would touch and minister to them. I release the anointing of the Holy Spirit to minister to them. Father, bring them out of that situation. Let them know that you are on that referral list, on the top referral list, of one that is well qualified than anybody that can fix the problem. And God, fix their problem and minister to them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let me just remind you, if you have a problem, God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. You can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. The telephone number is 803-317-4457. This line is open for you after this show is open, after the show is off the air. You can call that line, 803-317-4457. We are here because we care about you. And not only do we care about you, but we know that God can fix your problem. We will pray for you. We'll talk to you and pray for you and believe God to bring you out of that situation. That telephone number is 803-317-4457. Also, let me remind you, this Sunday, you can hear me on my other radio show, which I've been on there 11 years. And God has blessed us with great favor. 11 years on Old School 102.9. You can go to cborangebird.com. That's cborangebird.com and go to Old School 102.9. That's at 1:30 this Sunday at 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. You can hear yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, on Old School 102.9. Go to cborangebird.com. Click on Old School 102.9. Listen live, and you will hear me at 1:30 this Sunday. Also, last month, July the 23rd, we gave out food to the community. We gave out 1,300 boxes of food. My radio show and my church, Deliverance Transformational Church, Kenneth Morgan's Ministries, we have distributed. It's all in the same, all of them. I'm the pastor of Deliverance Transformational Church. And of course, Kenneth Morgan's ministry is what we do in helping people with the food and all those other things. But we passed out 1,300 boxes of food. We had a whole lot more cars that was left over. And we estimated to be over from the morning that came in, that some that said they couldn't stay because the lines was too long. Over 2,000 people that showed up. Well, we're going to do it one more time. Right there in Orangeburg at the city of Orangeburg have given us the fairground. And we will be giving out 1,300 boxes of food again. But we're going to add some things to it this time. And I need your help. If you'd like to make a donation to help me, because there are a lot of things that we're trying to do, because we can't get the stuff off the truck without renting a forklift and a power jack. That's over. And also, we got to buy some tents. We got a big old tent that we're going to buy, and we want to keep it for ourselves so when we have another things that we won't have to buy another one. So we're trying to raise at least $2,000 to help us. And if you want to help us, it doesn't matter how big your donation is. If you want to help us in what we're doing in Orangeburg, South Carolina, you can give a donation. You can go to PayPal, and you can go PayPal.me/KennethMorgan35. And what that will take you right there to Kenneth Morgan's ministry, where we distribute food, which is a nonprofit organization. All right, you can go to PayPal. PayPal.me/KennethMorgan13, and it'll direct you right there. You'll see my picture, my wife's picture, and you can push that button. It's a secure site. We need your help. If you want to write a check to us, you can do that. And you can email us at KennethMorgan35@yahoo.com, or you can call 803-317-4457. Not only is it a prayer line, but you can call for information. But we need folks that can help us. If you want to make a donation, if you want to make a difference in somebody's life, every dime that you give, regardless of it's small or large, will go to helping people in the community. Now, we got to raise at least $1,000 because we got to buy some more stuff. Now, we thank God for people that donate, but during the coronavirus, very few people want to donate stuff. So we have to buy things at a discounted price. And also the tent and the forklift and the power jack that we have to rent. We need your help. We're asking you to make a donation of whatever the donation is, but it's at least $2,000 that we need to make this thing a success. Now, we plan on having this around August the 28th. So we got to, that's why I'm talking about it now, of helping people and trying to get donations to help us. All right, let's go back to listening to good gospel music.
gotta hang when it seems my hope is lost. You got my witness, he'll hold you up, and in the process, he'll fill your cup. So I'm not worried, I'm not scared, I'm gon' trust like my bishop said. It's a message to the devil, you can't help but faith, and we gon' make the body crazy. I'm not scared. I'm gon' trust like my bishop said. It's a message to the devil. You can't help our faith.
Yes, hang on in there. Well, my time is almost up here, and I want to just leave you with that song. Hang on in there. Whatever you're going through, remember, the best is yet to come. Well, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, on that Kenneth Morgan radio show. And again, it's a blessing to have been on here today to talk to you. And I hope that everything I've said today has been a blessing to you. Don't forget now, if you desire prayer, give me a call at 803-317-4457. If you need information about our food drive and you want to make a donation, don't forget you can go to PayPal, PayPal.me/KennethMorgan13. Again, thank God for you. And remember this word, hang on in there when it seems like everything else has gone from bad to worse. You can hang on.